Let's share with you just a short idea on the parsha. So the pasuk begins, parsha's Emor, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron, say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, Va'amarta lehem, you shall say unto them, Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, they shall not become defiled to any person within their nation. So we'll say, so again, ostensibly the pasuk is talking about over here, that talking about the concept that the halacha is that a Kohen may not become tamei lemeis. Why may not become Tameh for a corpse? Then the Torah, of course, goes on to discuss the exceptions to this particular rule. So what Rashi HaKadosh already points out is a little bit of what appears to be an extra word. The pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor lakonim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleihem. Why do you need both Emor and Amarta? God says to Moshe, say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and you shall say unto them. Why do I need Emor and Amarta? Say and say. So Rashi HaKadosh already comments on this. He says, Emor v'amarta. Gidolim al kitanim. So according to Rashi HaKadosh, the idea is what? That Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Emor al Kohanim, tell the Kohanim, that refers to the adult Kohanim, Va'amarta Alehem, and tell the Kohanim, Amarta Alehem means tell the Kohanim to what? To tell their children. So Emor, Lahazir Gidolim al kitanim, to teach the adults to also convey the laws of Kahuna, ultimately, again, to their children as well. So we'll say, so the great Hasidic master, the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech of Lezhensk, says something beautiful, and I want to quote it to you. He says like this. He says, "Lahasir gidolim al kitanim." So again, we understand the statement of Rashi to mean, the gidolim are the parents, the kitanim ultimately are the children, and the parents should instruct the children about the laws of Kuna. Says the Noam Elimelech something so beautiful, I'm going to quote to you. He says, "Lahasir agidolim." Who do the Gidolim refer to? They refer to the Tzadikim. And you have to tell the Tzadikim, warn them or teach them, ala kitanim. Says the Noam Elimelech, al dvorim hakitanim. Alaveiros kitanos ki ein ameshi lavan gam lichloch maat nira umislabe. It says Rav Elimelech something amazing. Lahasir gidolim al kitanim is not a din in chinuch. It's a din in life. Teach even great people that they have to be careful with kitanim, that they have to be careful even with little things. See, Rabosai, sometimes in life, we like to say that we're big picture people, right? I'm a big picture person. I don't like to get bogged down in details. That might be fine for your business. That might be fine in your life. It's not fine in Yiddishkeit. You know, Rabosai, people say that the devil's in the details. It's not the devil in the details. The Ribono Shel Olam is in the details. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you want to know the real testament, ultimately, again, to the nature of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's how I deal with the Kitanim. How do I deal with the little details of my relationship with Hashem? I will say, just the Mashal Amal Dabar Doma. If a person, I mentioned this in a different show this week, if a person goes ahead, and if you forget your wife's birthday, you forget your wife's birthday. So we'll say, so what happens? So you're going to be at shir really early. You know why? Because you'll be sleeping here also. But why don't you say, 1 second, wife, my beloved Eish Eschayil, you know how much I love you. I've been married to you for the last 75 years. Right? Baruch Hashem, we have a fat, everything. I forgot one day. What's that? Why lose sight of the totality of our relationship because of one little day? We'll say, so we know the answer to that. Because the nature of the way I express my love for my wife is rooted in the details. It's lahasir gidolim. Great people, don't forget about the kitanim. Don't forget about the small details. Because it's the small details that make any relationship. They make your relationship with everybody. We'll say, sitting with our children. What do our children remember when they get older? We'll say, the truth is, what our children remember is not how much money we made. Because the truth is, they may have absolutely no idea. It's not even what kind, they don't remember the big things. Now that, how much money I made is very important. Because how much money I made paid for their tuition, and paid for this, and paid for that. Well, that's not their, but you know what they do remember? They remember if I came home for dinner. And they remember if I came to the Little League game. And they remember if I took time to speak with them. It's the lahasir gidolim al kitanim. The amazing part is, as our children grow up, they remember the little things we do for them. Our spouses remember the little things we do for them. And on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all about the little details. Sometimes we say to ourselves, does God really care about this? And you could fill in your this, because we all ask this question about something, right? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu care about what I wear, what I do, what I say? And the answer is yes, because my allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests itself in my ability to maintain a proper fidelity to the details. Sometimes we like to be quote-unquote big picture people. Being big picture is fine, but not in relationships. People who are big picture in their relationships usually don't maintain those relationships. Says the Noam Elimelech, Emar va'amarta lahazhir gidolim al kitanim. Tell the great tzaddikim that they have to be nisar, they have to be careful, even with the kitanim. Ultimately, again, even with the little details in life, our success in any life relationship, including our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is determined by our ability to be vigilant, diligent, and ultimately attentive, even to the smallest details. All right, stop over here.